McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, site of this non-conference baseball game between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max and the Beavers of Augusta. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Seth Smisky on camera operation tonight for our WOGO Sports Live video stream. Mr. Gavin Bovey and Mr. Carter Jagger back at the WOGO Studios, our audio producing twins tonight, though they're not actually twins, but they are siblings, Sam Aberley and Maddie Aberley, as we welcome Maddie to the team. Should be a beautiful afternoon for baseball here on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us on 103.1 FM, AM 680, or WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. And make sure you link up, subscribe to the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, watch live, watch game highlights, replays as well. Again, WOGO Sports on YouTube for live streaming video of this afternoon and evening's game. Also will be streaming live on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky, as I mentioned. And Seth, as we bring you into the broadcast here, this is a team that has gone up and down with some of their different games. They had a little bit of a rough time with Bloomer last week, and not rough as in they got roughed up, but just a couple close losses, games maybe they felt like they could have won, but started off in a good way last night, run ruling their opponents.
Yeah, definitely some, you know, just frustrating games last night, because, you know, I think the one game Bloomer scored, what, six runs or so, they won and off of two hits,
yeah.
You know, and just that's frustrating. But getting a big win against Regis, I wasn't able to be at that game, but I hear it was pretty fun to watch.
Well, 12-4, I believe that score was, and that's a quality opponent. That's actually a division higher than you when it comes to playoffs. Maybe a good thing, but
yeah, you know, and you know, the thing is that has remained consistent is our hitting.
Yeah,
we're hitting the ball, and it's not just. I mean, we got a couple guys that are hitting, but I mean, it is kind of through the lineup, and it's really awesome to see, and it's fun. It makes it a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, last night, Kale came in and
he pitched, was lights out.
Yeah,
once again.
He was once again, and you know, and one thing with the Bloomer. That last Bloomer game is Alan Minen came in and pitched really good. Yeah, I think the only run that scored was right, or that would have been counted against him, was he walked two guys, and then he got pulled, and then the winning run scored the plate, so I think that would have been his. But otherwise, he was solid, which was really cool to see.
The depth of this rotation, and again, I think Cale Holm has kind of separated himself as okay, if you have an ace, that's your number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at everyone else that Coach Riemenschneider can bring in there, and you say, wow, if somebody doesn't have his best stuff that night, you know, we can move him to a different position because all these guys are very versatile, and we can get somebody else out there on the bump and feel pretty confident. And again, with all of these pitchers, when they know that they've got the offense backing them, I think that helps their confidence, their performance as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, you know, and like tonight, I think Mason Bussey's going first, you know, and that, I'm curious to see what happens with this. And he hasn't pitched yet this year, so, you know, but I know he had pitched when he was younger, so, you know, if he throws some good stuff tonight, it might be another way that he could, you know, get in the lineup a little more. So, and I'm curious to see how he does tonight.
We are looking forward to this one. McDonald 6-5 on the season. Augusta 2-7 will be the Western Cloverbelt versus the Dairyland Conference. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. We'll have interviews with both head coaches, starting with Dan Waters of the Augusta Beavers. It's Max Baseball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Back in 2 minutes. This is McDonald Baseball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to Max Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Augusta, the non-conference opponent out of the Dairyland Conference today, and we're here with head coach Dan Waters of Augusta. And coach, up and down season so far, but still I think just nine games under your belt. What are you looking for as you get kind of into the second half of the season?
Yeah, second half, I would say that we're really trying to get our number one defense on the field is what we're worried about. And the kids that are filling in have been doing a fair job, but we just had a hard time getting everybody healthy and eligible and things of this sort to this point. So we're hoping for the second half to be, you know, better help for our pitchers.
What do you see in this McDonald opponent where you say, hey, that'll make us better to play them today?
Oh, well, again, just like I guess what you're saying is, like I said before, is some of these guys have to try some different positions and things. And we haven't got much for non-conference. We dropped some of our non-conference games in favor of some JV action and things because of our lack of pitching. But now, you know, in a non-conference game, a couple guys will play some different spots and things of that sort and see how they fare, you know, for the rest of the season. So get a chance to prove themselves at certain positions.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time and wish you and the Beavers all the best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
You bet. Thanks for doing the game.
Head Coach Waters here on WOGO Sports as we continue a McDonald Max baseball pregame on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name-brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch-and-dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Well, Welcome back to McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. The Max take on Augusta here with head coach Tim Riemenschneider. And coach, tough week last week, but starting off on a pretty nice note, run ruling your opponent last night.
Absolutely. Last week was a battle. We lost by two and lost by one to Bloomer. Both games were ones we could have won if they went a couple things our way. Picked up the nice win against Regis, and I think that momentum carried into last night with a nice win last night.
I know before the last game we saw you, that doubleheader against Fall Creek, you were mentioning again you have to tinker with lineups here and there, and it really takes a lot of buy-in from the team when sometimes you have to sacrifice playing time.
Absolutely. We've made some changes defensively. We've moved the batting order a few different times. We actually made some more changes today, and I think it just kind of keeps the lineup fresh, and the kids kind of embrace it. Somebody else steps up, and then they know it. You know, it's their turn. So it's worked out so far. We'll see how it works tonight.
What are you seeing in terms of just energy level from the boys as we get kind of into this stretch run of the season?
I think they're excited. We got five games this week, so they're pretty excited about that. It'll limit our practice, but they're teams that historically I haven't played against other than Augusta. So they're new faces. They're energetic. They seem focused, and they're having a lot of fun and a lot of laughs, which is pretty awesome.
Coach, we'll talk to you after the game. Hopefully we're talking about this winning streak continuing.
That would be awesome. Thank you, sir.
Head coach Tim Riemenschneider, McDonald Max Baseball Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Continuing McDonald pregame, you're on WOGO Radio. McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. Check out the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Subscribe there. You can watch live on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Of course, listen at 103.1 FM, AM 680, or WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. How's McDonald keep this winning streak going? Again, nice win against Regis. Run ruled an opponent last night. And then now trying to keep things going against Augusta.
Yeah, you know, and tonight I don't know if it's going to be so much of the keys, but as a goal, you know, yeah. I think tonight could be like a night, let's come out and let's take care of business.
Sure.
And maybe get some of these guys that haven't got a lot of playing time, you know, a chance to come out here and play a little ball.
And again, this is an Augusta team that it's fairly young, even as the mm-hmm. Coach Waters mentioned. They've been still trying to get guys that back from injury or eligibility or whatever it is. And so, again, on paper, this is a game that you need to take care of yep. business, but it's a matter of actually going out and doing it.
Yes,
and we
yes.
know with sports, one of the things you love about sports is nothing's guaranteed.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, it could just – things – things, the wheels come off sometimes, and so, I mean, but if we can just come out and get a good lead and stay with that and play some good defense behind whoever's pitching, you know, let's give some opportunity to a couple other guys.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. Your starting lineups and game time on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're back in two on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball and WOGO Sports. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Augusta being introduced. Their lineup looks like this. Pitching, Noah Schroeder, the senior number four. Also batting first, batting second, Owen Lee, the sophomore shortstop, number two. Bryce Butke, the junior center fielder, number 17, bats third. In the cleanup spot, Tyler Lee, the junior third baseman, number 13. Colton Wincy, the junior second baseman, bats fifth, number three. Number 21, Nate Atchison, the sophomore left fielder, batting sixth. Batting seventh, James Shong, the freshman catcher, number one. Aiden Barnett, sophomore DH, number 32, bats 8th, and batting 9th, Riley Mickelson, the freshman right fielder, number 34. They are coached by Dan Waters. On the other side, for your McDonald Max, David Anderson, the senior, leading off and playing center field, number 17. Cooper Mittermeier, senior shortstop, number 7, bats 2nd. Grant Smiski in the 3 slot, playing right field today, the senior, number 1. Eli Stepp behind the dish, the junior, number 2, batting cleanup. Ryan Smiski, the junior first baseman, number 15, bats 5th. Mason Bussey will be starting off as pitching today, and also the DH, the junior, number 24, is in the sixth slot. Alan Minen, the senior left fielder, bats seventh, number eight. Number 16, Cale Holm, at third at the hot corner. The junior bats eighth today. And Isaac Crawford, who's been swinging a hot bat, the sophomore second baseman, number zero, batting ninth. And Tim Riemenschneider is the head coach of your McDonald Max. As we get set for baseball here on WOGO, we'll be back in 2 minutes. It's almost game time on WOGO Sports. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, 5 in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy.
Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name-brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch-and-dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Low 80s, gorgeous sunshine, Gannon Family Baseball Field here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. On the other side of Casper, our McDonald Lady Max will be taking on the Augusta Beavers in softball. So we'll try and keep updates on that via Game Changer. And looking forward to this one, Seth Smiskey, McDonald Augusta non-conference, and a chance again to get the job done, keep a winning streak alive, and try to stay as sharp as possible as you really get into the heart of this Cloverbelt Conference stretch run.
Yeah, you know, and that's the key thing. Let's get another win tonight, and I think these guys are playing pretty loose and having a lot of fun, and let's, you know, keep that going as well.
Make sure you check out in the upper left-hand corner of our live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Check out that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining and on-site Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Again, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiskey with you. Carter Jager on-site with Gavin Bovey as our on-site video producers. Camera operators Sam and Maddie Aberley, brother and sister, to our audio producers at the WOGO home base in Halley. McDonald is 6-5 on the season out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference from the Dairyland Conference. Augusta is 2-7 on the season as Mason Bussey gets loose on the mound. Augusta will be wearing their purple uniforms with the white pants with the black pinstripes, black socks. They'll have black numerals, black lettering, and the white piping, matte black batting helmets. McDonald resplendent in their home navy blue uniforms with the jet black pants, the royal blue socks, the black baseball caps with the royal blue bill, and Max in white across the chest, white numerals as well. Mason Bussey on the mound for Coach Tim Riemenschneider, and he'll be facing Noah Schroeder, his counterparts on the hill. Junior versus senior, first pitch underway in there for a ball, and good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Time of the first pitch, 5:03, and a 1-0 count on Schroeder. Schroeder jams one right through the legs of the shortstop, Cooper Mittermeier, and he'll be aboard to start the game, and that's a good start for Augusta.
Yeah, hard hit ground ball right to Cooper, bounced off his glove, and Got a leadoff runner on base.
That brings up Owen Lee, the sophomore shortstop. Again, there's a mixture of youth. A couple sophomores, three sophomores, and two freshmen in the starting lineup for head coach Dan Waters. Lee bats from the right. Takes ball one from Mason Bussey. Mason standing right around 6'5", unless he's grown already during the spring and summer. First pitch, swinging strike two, fouled back. Same result. One ball, one strike.
It's good to see Mason, you know, throwing a few strikes here and there, and hopefully he'll just settle in and get better and better here.
The pitch to Lee, grounder right back to Bussey. He'll glove throw to first. Easy toss to Smiskey, and the runner is retired. One away with one on now at second. That is Schroeder who advances. He is out 1-3 on the put out. If you're scoring at home, brings up Bryce Butke, the junior center fielder, number 17. Butke also a bat from the right. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is offering a $250 bonus for new checking accounts with direct deposit. Open your account, get two direct deposits, and Royal will reward you with a $250 bonus. More in a moment. First pitch in there for a called strike on Butke. You can open your account online or at any Royal Credit Union office. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. Low and in the dirt, ball one from Bussey.
Yeah, so far pretty, you know, kind of a mixed strikes and balls here for Mason. But he's throwing enough strikes. I think he'll settle in.
Grounder, toward Isaac Crawford. He will glove throw to first with a flip in time. Runner will advance to third, but now two away for Augusta as McDonald's defense. Pretty steady so far. 4-3 on the putout. Mason Bussey inducing some ground balls here. Brings up Tyler Lee, their cleanup hitter, junior third baseman, number 13. I'm sure we'll see it throughout the broadcast, but what a gorgeous day for baseball.
It is. It is.
Low 80s sunshine. Yes. Bussey comes home with the pitch. Hot grounder to Cale Holm. He will glove. He will throw, and actually not able to make the throw. Lost the handle. And a run scores for Augusta.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kind of what we've been seeing throughout the season, and that was kind of part of coming out and taking care of business here, you know, so hopefully we can clean that up.
Went to be a makeable play and just lost the handle, and that's the danger. I mean, two outs, you had one at third, swing and a miss by Tyler Lee. Thought you were in a good spot there.
But yeah.
A little bit of a bobble, and that sends a run home, so Augusta takes the early lead 1-0.
Yeah, we haven't really seen Mason, so we don't know what style of pitcher he's going to be. Seems like they're going to get a lot of ground balls off him, which is fine. So we just got to make plays, though.
So Tyler Lee at first. We'll get things updated on our WOGO live video stream here. 1-1 count to Winsey. Colton Winsey is the junior second baseman, number 3. Now 2-1. Mason Bussey looking home. All right-hand batter so far for Augusta. Little chopper right back to Mason. He'll reach low to the ground. Toss it to first. Going up is Smisky, and Smisky able to make the catch but not the out. They're safe at first and second as that throw took him off the bag. It was going to be kind of a tough play there for Mason.
It was going to be a tough play. You know, he probably needed to put a little more heat on that throw to get it over there, and then it was high on top of that, so Ryan had to jump to get it. So, yeah, it kind of a frustrating play because it was tough, but I think we could have got it.
There to be made. Runners at first and second with one in and two out for the Augusta Beavers. Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Mason Bussey to Nate Atchison. He's a sophomore left fielder, number 21. Bussey with runners at first and second. Misses on pitch two. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right the first time. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Strike two called. Heath Slocum & Associates, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Mason Bussey. Ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes. Runners at first and second. The pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strikeout to end the inning for Mason Bussey. Augusta gets one across, Strands two. We head to the bottom of the first. Our score, Augusta 1, McDonald nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Whether it's an education,
Business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated. They are the highest quality and longest lasting concrete you can find for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. On the hill for Coach Dan Waters and the Augusta Beavers is Noah Schroeder, senior number four. He reached leadoff batter and scored the game's only run.
Yeah, just watching him warm up here. It looks like if he can locate the ball, he might have a decent outing.
David Anderson will be leading off for McDonald, senior center fielder number 17. Then due up Cooper Mittermeier, Grant Smisky, and Eli Stepp.
Leading McDonald off, trails 1-0. The McDonald Max is number 17, David Anderson.
David Anderson striding to the plate, the senior. Bat from the right.
Dave's just been having such a good year. It's just incredible, I think.
Is there a sport he's not good at? I'm really not sure. Haven't found one yet.
Nope.
Opening salvo from Schroeder. Locates on the right edge of the plate. Strike one.
Yeah, for a kid that barely hit the ball the first 3 years and then just come out here this year and just be, I think he's up around 450 for his average.
Check swing. Pitch missed.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is. I mean, I think we saw that, obviously, a phenomenal football player, but in the basketball season, you just couldn't keep him on the bench because he was just too valuable to have out there. Pitch three. Oh, I was going to say missed inside, but they'll even it up. Schroeder, the kick and the pitch. Missed inside. Now we're even at 2-2. David Anderson, McDonald senior, leadoff batter today. Awaiting the 2-2, swing and a miss.
Must have just got a piece of it.
Yeah, just tipped back, I guess, because he is still alive and in the box there from the right side. 2-2, swing and a miss, and that was a clean miss. And Schroeder, the strikeout.
At bat, the shortstop, number 7.
For the first out of the first inning, brings up Cooper Mittermeier, the senior shortstop, number 7. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cooper Mittermeier, who had 3 hits in 4 at-bats yesterday evening in that 11-1 win.
Yeah, he had a really nice one between center and right yesterday. Good contact.
Opening pitch. Hit the bullseye for a strike. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977 as the pitch misses inside. That's 723-2977, H&R Electric. Proud to back the Max. One ball, one strike on Cooper Mittermeier. Schroeder working quickly, finds the mark inside, strike.
Well, so far, if he misses, it seems like he's missing low.
Schroeder, the senior, the 1-2 pitch, popped up into the air, shallow right field, and it drops for a hit. And Cooper Mittermeier, his hot stick stays hot as McDonald has a runner aboard with one away.
Brings up
Grant Smisky.
Yeah, that's just kind of what Cooper's all about right there, is that type of hit.
Gets the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
Grant Smisky, the senior right fielder, number 1, batting from the right. And normally plays catcher, playing right field, getting a rare off day today. Cooper Mittermeier takes off and no throw. as Mittermeier will sail into second, a runner in scoring position for McDonald. Down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 count to Grant Smiske. Donald Sr. The pitch, that is high upstairs, ball two. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, and that name is Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. Remember the name Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Strike two called. Two balls, one strike on Smiske. Again, taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Runner at second, one away. 2-1 pitch to Grant Smiske, and he's going to send one out to right field. And it will drop, and Smiske rounding first, heading for second. Cooper Mittermeier is going to sail in to score, standing up, and all the way to third. Grant Smiske, a stand-up triple, and McDonald has tied this game at one.
Yeah, that was just a great place ball down there. I mean, they're shading the right fielder to the center quite a bit, and kind of out no man's land right there, and it probably came close to hitting the fence, rolling, not in the air, but that is a good ball for a triple right there.
You don't always see stand-up triples. In fact, it's fairly irregular. Eli Stepp will pound the first one out towards center field. It is gloved there. Smiske will tag. He is going to sail in to give McDonald the lead, 2-1. And Eli Stepp gets the job done with the sacrifice. Two away for McDonald, but they'll sacrifice that for the lead.
Yeah, Eli's, Eli's kind of, it's frustrating because I don't know if it was Grant's sophomore year. Yeah, he hit a lot of nice balls, but it was just like right to people, you know? And it's just like, you got all that green out there, and if it would just go six more feet to the right, you know, it'd be a hit, but...
Smiske takes ball one. Ryan Smiske, the junior first baseman, number 15. Schroeder, the pitch, swing and a miss. We always say this, I think, every time Ryan Smiske and Mason Bussey come up, and maybe because they're back-to-back of the order. But those gentlemen, man, if they get a hold of the ball,
and
it's
going
to go away.
And I forgot to mention in the pregame, Mason didn't hit one over the fence the first game against Bloomer. So the first one of the year, that was really nice to see.
I wish I'd been there. Smiske.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
You know, and he said he didn't even really swing that hard. It felt like, you know, but just got it just perfect. And so that's kind of the power these guys have.
One ball, two strikes to Smiske. He'll foul one back and over toward that metal roof concession stand.
But Ryan has been hitting the ball better the past few games, so which is really great to see because he'd kind of gone through a little bit of a rough patch there. But
one ball, two strikes with two away and two runs in for McDonald. We're in the bottom of the first here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiske with you. Schroeder, the kick and the pitch, swing and a miss, and Smiske goes down, but McDonald regains the lead. We head to the top of the second. Our new score, the Max 2, the Beavers 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day at Bargain City with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire. That's Bargain City Superstore. A couple updates from more of our Chippewa Falls teams. Chi High Lady Cardinals softball leading Eau Claire Memorial 4-0 early in that one. And Chi High Baseball, they're on the road at Eau Claire North. They are leading 7-0 early. We'll get you a score for the McDonald Lady Max as soon as we have one as well, as they are taking on Augusta on the other side of Casper Park. Right now, no score in that game at last check. Here on WOGO.
Yeah, you know, Mason had a good inning last inning, and be nice to see him come out here and build his confidence.
Went down the third baseline, and Mason Bussey will scoop it up. A called foul.
I was going to say, not another one of those.
Yeah. And I'm going to call out to our camera operators and see if maybe they can check the Ethernet cord. I think someone may have tripped over it and maybe caused a disconnection down there. So we'll see if one of them can jump down and check that.
Yeah, it was. Cone's 3-1 now.
3-1 the count, and 5-pitch walk will get a base runner aboard for Augusta. That's James Shong, the freshman catcher.
Yeah, three in a row, or three in the dirt that time for Mason for balls. And then they're coming out to the mound already. I don't know if they're going to make a change or if Timmy's just talking them up a little bit here. I think they're going to stick with him.
And Mason, as he mentioned, I think his first time pitching.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you'd like to see him just settle right in and just really start chucking it, because he's a big guy, you know. I think he really could.
At bat for the Beavers, number 32, Aiden Barnett.
Barnett, Aiden Barnett, a sophomore, is at the plate. Takes one inside for ball one.
Yeah, it was low, but it didn't miss my punch.
Apologize, those who are trying to watch our live video stream. Something happened. I believe someone tripped over our cord, and so we are struggling mightily to try to get that back. And so we'll see maybe if our audio producer, Sam, might be able to contact our board operators here on site and see if he can help them out.
3-0 count.
Another walk.
Yeah, four balls in a row there. Yeah, you know, it's going to come out one or two ways after that inning with the unfortunately, he's coming out and he's starting to throw balls and walks. You know, that's what killed us in the Bloomer game, was we came out and walked 3-4 guys right away. There was 3 hit batters, and we played a really good game, but we weren't able to overcome those walks.
Runners at first and second. For Mason Bussey. Aiden Brandon Barnett has reached. James Shong reached to open the inning. And Riley Mickelson, who bats at the bottom of the order.
There we go.
And a strike in there. Bossy in there for strike two. And still looking for the first out of the inning. If you're on the live video stream, again, bear with us. We're trying to reboot our internet connection. Thinking maybe next time we'll need to put some cones around it so it doesn't get tripped and unplugged. A pop-up sky high in the air. Smiskey's going to backtrack and make the grab.
All right, good out for Mason. So that's one.
At bat, number four, Noah Schroeder.
Puts a little more pressure on you when you got first and second, and you're just, this is your first outing. But
now one out. And we'll see if McDonald can get out of this with a 2-1 lead. Runners at first and second. And a hard line shot. Out to left field. Runner's going to be at first, second, and third. But no run comes in. Yeah, we appreciate the efforts of our on-site tech support here, Gavin Bovey, and it looks like we are back up and running for those on our WOGO Sports Live video stream. Top of the order.
Yeah, this game could get real interesting right here, you know. And it looks like he's going to make a change.
So Carson Galvez is going to trot out to the mound. We'll take a 30-second break as he gets loose. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball here on WOGO. WOGO Sports Live video stream. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiskey with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Carson Galvez getting loose on the hill right now for McDonald. Coming in relief of Mason Bussey and coming in with kind of a tough spot. I'll update here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Now one away, but bases loaded, McDonald just clinging to that slim one-run lead.
Yeah, Carson's going to have to be really nice if he could get this first one himself. So, looks like he's ready to go.
Eli steps still behind the dish.
Owen Lee.
Owen Lee up to the plate. He had a ground out his first time up. First pitch misses from Carson Galvez, McDonald Jr. Hey, who's pitching out there? Second one inside, ball two. One away, bases loaded for Augusta. Galvez, the pitch, finds the bullseye there.
There we go.
Galvez looks home, brings the pitch home, caught the outside edge for a strike. 2-2. Galvez just missed to work the count full.
Yeah, just a little bit outside.
Junior versus sophomore, Galvez v. Lee here. Full count, pitch inside missed, and we are tied at two. Bases remain loaded.
At bat number 17, Bryce Butke.
Brings up Bryce Butke. Again with the bases loaded here, Butke in a golden situation for Augusta. Big kid too, a junior center fielder. Ducks away from pitch one from Carson Galvez. Tied at two here at Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper Park. Pop up along the right field line, long run over, and it's out of play. Grant Smisky, really no chance to catch up with that one.
Yeah, off the bat, that ball looked like it was going to go right down the line, but then it really, really hooked to the right, and or sliced to the right. I don't know would that be a slice there? Yeah.
Fouled back to make the count 1-2, putting Carson Galvez ahead of Bryce Butke here. And again, if there ever was a time for a punch out, it'd be right now with the bases loaded. Little chopper along the third base line. Gloved by Cale Holm, and no play. And a run comes in.
Huh.
I guess I thought Cale was going home with that one.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Instead, he looked to first and didn't make a throw either place.
Yeah, I don't know if he felt like he couldn't get the ball, you know, through the batter to Eli. But, unfortunately, no throw.
So that's going to bring up Tyler Lee, and Augusta now has the lead 3-2. Oh, Carter letting me know, our video operator, that Cale Holm actually tagged him out. Is that right?
Oh, okay. I didn't even see that.
Now we're seeing if the call was out, though. I don't know if I saw the official make that call.
I don't know either. Well, I guess we'll have to, time will tell.
Line drive drops into center field. A long throw home, and it's going to be cut off, and two runs will score for Augusta. So that'll open up the base paths just a bit. Third is now open, but runners at first and second.
Yeah, just, and you know, and right now the balls they're hitting are, you know, finding the gaps. So tough to make plays on them.
It's been a tough inning here for McDonald.
I see the umpire is over talking to the coach from Augusta. I don't know. They're talking about the play.
They're still wondering how many outs we've got, too. We have it as 5-2 Augusta, but that, of course, would take a run off the board if Cale Holm did, in fact, tag the runner out.
So.
So that should make it a 4-2 score and two outs. We have clarification.
Right.
Line shot foul along the third base line.
That would have been trouble, and that was just barely foul. These guys are hitting the ball.
They are, and again, Coach Waters has them playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Lee at the plate, so our updated score 4-2 with two away.
Just do it yourself here, Carson. Another strike, and let's get out of this inning.
Ball sails in, throw to third as the runner tries to steal third, and he is out. And that'll end the inning. Augusta Plates 3 goes ahead 4-2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports. So a bit of an interesting inning we've had as, again, cameras went off and our internet disconnected. And yeah, a little instant replay from our video operator, Carter Jagger, to let us know that the runner was, in fact, tagged out at home, which he saw and I did not. But
yeah, I don't think a lot of people saw that. So in our defense.
Sharp eyes, the eagle-eyed Carter Jagger. But 4-2 is the score. I think we have that right, at least. And Augusta is leading McDonald's. We're in the bottom of the second. A lot of game left.
Yeah, a lot of game. And just a rough inning with some walks. Wasn't any errors. But, just some guys on base. And then they were able to drop some balls in for hits and score a couple free runs.
So, leading off for McDonald will be Mason Bussey, who started out pitching, of course. Bussey bats from the right. Schroeder brings one home, misses inside. Ball one. 4-2 Augusta with the lead. Bottom of the second here. Beautiful Casper Park. Fouled off along the first base. The first base line and over the dugout is Mason Bussey. Making a 1-1 count. Bussey watches a ball go by. 2-1.
Mason got a reached first base on an error, and then they overthrew it. So he went to second yesterday, and in his slide was I heard Coach Jimmy in the dugout. He gave him a 2.5 out of 10 on his slide.
It was I thought it was gonna be out of 5.
It was more of a belly flop, I would say. But
Bussey works a walk, leadoff batter aboard.
But Bussey, he shows a lot of effort in the base running, though. He's giving it all he's got. It's really good to see.
I think chugging was the adjective that we may have used in that game up at Chautauqua.
It was, yes.
But it gets the job done. Brings up the lefty, Alan Mine, and the senior left fielder, number 8. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Mason Bussey slides head first back into first on the pickoff attempt from Schroeder. McDonald down 4-2 here to Augusta. Max are 6-5 on the season. The Beavers 2-7. One and a lefty takes strike one. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. A 1 pitch with a runner at first. Mason Bussey. Alan Minen dumps a bunt down the third base line, and it rolls foul. 0-2 in swing away time now for Allen.
Allen informed me yesterday that the bat he's using right now is Grant's old bat, but it just, Allen says, I don't know what it is. I get hits with it, and it's actually the bat that he hit the home run with last year in the playoffs. So.
Well, then keep that one.
Absolutely.
0-2 pitch from Schroeder. Popped high into the air and out of play along the third baseline. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Meinen will send one out toward right field. It is high in the air, coming up to make the catch. The right fielder out there, Riley Mickelson, the freshman, he'll hold the runner Mason Bussey at first, and one away for McDonald.
Just a little too much height for that to drop.
At bat number 16, Cale.
Brings up Cale Holm, his first at bat. Again, it was a long top of the second.
It was. Painfully long.
And that's what's led to this 4-2 deficit for McDonald.
But I would say through the year, we are much, you know, and I'm sure most teams, but we are much, much better in our second time through the lineup when it comes to hitting.
Cale Holm takes ball one. Again, Mason Bussey standing at first as he worked that leadoff walk. Isaac Crawford two up. He's been swinging a hot bat. One away from McDonald, trailing 4-2. Plenty of time to work their way back into this one against Augusta at Casper Park. Schroeder, the senior, with the pitch. Cale Holm will chop one foul along the third baseline.
And that's what's really cool is any one of these guys, when they come up, you just feel really confident that they can get a hit. You know, when you got Cale Holm and Isaac Crawford towards the bottom of your lineup, I mean, that's awesome.
4-2, McDonald trails by two. Cale Holm swinging a miss to even the count at 1-1. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire. Holm pops one up just beyond the infield and dropped out there in center field. Mason Bussey is not able to get to second in time, as he thought, like everyone else, that it was going to be caught. So they'll just trade places at first, now with two away, as Cale Holm will stand at first, and Bussey is out at second.
Yeah, that was just a tough spot to be in for Mason because, it's
what else are you going to do?
I know.
It looks to be a makeable play out there. I
yes.
That Butke in the area along with Colton Winsey, and kind of popped out of the glove. Cale Holm takes off. Throw to second is dropped, and Cale Holm in scoring position for McDonald with a head first slide, spraying dust.
Yeah, they were ready for it. They just didn't execute.
So Isaac Crawford, right-handed batting sophomore. With Cale Holm at second. Crawford swinging a miss. Crawford had, what was it, a pair of doubles and a single last night?
Yeah, he's
drove in four.
Yeah, really hitting the ball well.
Awaiting the 0-1 pitch. Takes the ball inside. Good eye on that one from Isaac Crawford. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. We're in the bottom of the second here on WOGO. McDonald trailing 4-2. Crawford fouls one straight back. 1-2 now the count. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. That's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Two away from McDonald. Bottom of the second, runner in scoring position, Cale Holm at second base. Pitch just missed inside to make it 2-2 on Isaac Crawford. If he's able to get on base, he'll turn the lineup over and bring up David Anderson. Holm with dust all over his pants and shirt, taking the lead. Chopper toward third, gloved by the shortstop. Long throw, and did they get him?
I think they got him. I'm pretty sure he's safe.
Safe at first. How about the speed there from Crawford, and safe at first and third. That was a long throw from Owen Lee, the sophomore.
It was a long throw. I was surprised. It was a really good throw. Just the ball just took a little bit too long to get to him.
So
otherwise,
field single for Isaac Crawford.
Yeah, he fielded it well. Good throw. Just not quite quick enough.
Schroeder, the pitch. Inside miss. David Anderson struck out his first time up. And thanks to Sam and Matty Aberle, our WOGO audio producing pair back at the Wogo home base in Halley, welcoming Matty to the team. Runner takes off. Really no throw to second. Is now two in scoring position for McDonald. Go-ahead run at second base with David Anderson at the plate.
Yeah, with the speed Isaac's got there on second. I think a hit will score him.
Two away. McDonald trailing by four. Hot shot right past the pitcher. It's gloved at second. Safe at first. And in to make it 4-3. Cale Holm, now runners still at the corners. Two away. As again, the speed on the base pass for McDonald beats out the throw.
The shortstop, number 7, Cooper.
Yeah, David was
Mittermeier.
Literally flying down first base there.
Brings up Cooper Mittermeier. And a single and scored a run. His first time up, and McDonald now trails 4-3. Cooper has runners at the corners. Facing Schroeder, the senior, he'll step and throw to third. Bit of a tag there. A couple seconds late on Isaac Crawford, who will make his way back to the bag. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. H&R Electric. The pitch, runner takes off and advances to second. So now again, two in scoring position with two away. As the catcher will choose not to risk that throw and possibly sailing it into the outfield. So Anderson at second, Crawford at third. Pitch high and outside. Make it 2-0. H&R Electric, give them a call at 723-2977. Strike call, 715-723-2977 for H&R Electric. Proud to back the Max, H&R Electric. Two balls, one strike. Schroeder, the pitch, inside, leaning Cooper Mittermeier back to make it 3-1. Hitters count. For the McDonald senior shortstop. Two away. No one's talking about two out hitting. Can Coop come up with one here? The 3-1. Upstairs missed. Load up for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier works the walk and brings up Grant Smisky, who had a stand up triple, run scoring triple, his first time up.
One, Grant Smisky.
You gotta know a competitor like Grant just loves this opportunity.
Yep, this is a spot you want to be in for sure. And you could really put the hero cape on if you get a good hit here. But then you feel twice as bad when things don't go your way. So, as a competitor, this is where you want to be.
Bases loaded with Max, two away, trailing 4-3. Called first strike on Grant Smisky. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc., always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Check swing, ball one on Grant. 1-1 the count, two away. Runners at first, second, and third for McDonald. Trailing 4-3, they have one in so far this inning. With two outs, Grant will call for time and step out. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is offering $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. Grant Smisky swings and fouls one back, 1-2. Again, no minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. Details at rcu.org. Now, look to be one Grant wanted to drive.
Yep, and I think he could have. Just didn't get it.
One ball, two strikes on the senior Smisky playing right field today. Bases loaded. McDonald trailing 4-3 to Augusta. Schroeder, the senior, the 1-2 pitch, check swing, didn't go.
Yeah, two I thought two. He was that able was to. It was close. He was able to hold up on it, though.
Umpire checking down third baseline, and they agree. Grant Smiske with a 2-2 count, fouls it back to stay alive.
A little off speed there. He's able to get a piece of it, though, to stay alive. So
nice battle here between Schroeder and Smiske. Senior and senior. Big spot for both teams. Augusta's kind of scuffled so far this season. They'd love to come into McDonald and get a win here at Casper. Two balls, two strikes. Low and goodness. Called strike three. They saw it differently than we did, and McDonald strands three as we head to the third. Our new score, Augusta 4, McDonald 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO. Make sure you check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, upper left-hand corner of our WOGO Sports video stream, which is now working again, thanks to the efforts of Gavin Bovey. Check out that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. McDonald and Augusta. Carson Galvez on the mound for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. We're in the top of the third. Both teams have scored in each inning. One in the first for Augusta. Two in the first for McDonald. Three in the second for Augusta and one in the second for McDonald. And that's what makes our score 4-3, the Beavers. Here on WOGO.
Yeah, we got to put together a clean inning here. Or top of the inning here for it was a couple balls that weren't handled the first inning and then walks the second inning. It's time to just put it together here.
Colton Winsey takes strike one, issued by Carson Galvez. Winsey singled his first time up back in the first. Shot toward Cooper Mittermeier. He will glove and throw to first late. Another little bobble. And reaching will be Colton Winsey. It's going to be a fairly long throw, but seems to be a makeable play. And
yeah, I think so.
I want a board.
And, you know, you don't have a lot of time, and you get that bobble in there, and it's just that's about what the difference in between making a play and not making it.
Nate Atchison now at the plate for the second time. Popped foul along the first base line for strike one. Four to three ball game here in the top of the third. Augusta with the lead, the visitors over McDonald.
I think maybe did Mason get one strikeout? And
yeah, he struck out Atchison earlier.
Yep, and then did Carson get a strikeout last inning? Which
I have to go check the game.
We haven't had many strikeouts.
We have not, and that's a little bit
different. That's what I'm trying to say.
Kale struck out seven, I know, last night, and
fouled off
again. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Get it done right the first time. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. Tag. Not in time. Runner advances to second. Did get that strikeout, though, for the first out of the inning. As Atchison goes down fanning.
Bat number one, James Schong.
James Schong, the freshman catcher, number one. Again, Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000.
That ball was there from Eli in time, just a little high that Cooper wasn't able to get the tag down.
Almost had the strikeout and the throw out of the runner. Pitch high. Upstairs for ball one on James Schong. And Colton Wincy stands at second. Popped into shallow center field for David Anderson. He will make the glove for the second out of the inning. Runner stays put at second as Schong is retired. Brings up Aiden Barnett. He reached on a walk his first time up last inning.
Barnett.
And two outs now that McDonald's recorded. And as you mentioned, just trying to get out of an inning clean here.
Yeah. So you got a small blemish on it, but hey, there's still, you know, just not let them score a run here.
Swing and a miss for Barnett on the first offering from Carson Galvez.
It'd be nice if Carson could go the distance here and pitch a few more innings.
Swing and a miss by Barnett again. Galvez ahead of him on that pitch. Barnett, the DH in that eight slot. Riley Mickelson, freshman right fielder, is due next. Missed inside. Carson Galvez. 4-3, McDonald trails by a run here in the top of the third at Gannon Family Baseball Field, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. A pitch inside. Ball two. 2-2 the counts on the right-handed batting sophomore Aiden Barnett. Runner in scoring position at second, but two away. The pitch sent high into the air. David Anderson should be able to make a play on this one. He will grab it to end the inning. And the first clean sheet put up by McDonald here in the third. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. Augusta leads the Max 4-3. Back in a minute.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald Baseball, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Sam and Maddie Aberle are audio producers of the WOGO home base in Halley. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Seth Smisky. On-site video producers, camera operators, Carter Jagger and Gavin Bovey. On-site technical support and troubleshooting tonight as well, too, if you're joining us a little bit late. But good to be back online. WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Internet can be a finicky thing, as we have found. Leading off for McDonald will be Eli Stepp. And Stepp, his first time up. First, a sac fly that scored a run. He'll have the opportunity to swing away. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
leading off the bottom of the third for the
McDonald.
McDonald
down 4-3 in the bottom of the third.
Eli Stepp.
An opportunity to hopefully tie or take the lead this inning. Starting off with their cleanup hitter, Eli Stepp. Batting from the right. Watches ball one go by.
Eli with the hard hit ball last time. Just hit it the same. Just put in a gap.
Schroeder, the senior, upstairs but in the zone for strike one. 55 pitches thrown by Schroeder. If my squinting eyes can see out there in right field what the scoreboard's saying.
I think you're right.
Pitch two misses. 2-1. Schroeder's pitched pretty well. Again, you mentioned before the game, he'd need to locate his pitches well, and for the most part, he's done that.
Yeah, I was watching him.
Eli Stepp gets a nice piece of one, sends it out to shallow left field. It got a lot of air under it, and it is gloved out there. Going back, I believe that's the shortstop, Owen Lee, who traversed out there to make this squeeze for the first out of the inning.
It's super frustrating. But you just got to keep swinging the bat, and eventually they'll start dropping. But yeah, you know, I was watching him warm up, and he looked pretty decent, you know. But you just don't know when they get a batter standing in the box how they're gonna do. But he's done just fine.
Schroeder first pitch to Ryan Smiski, swing and a miss. Strike one for those anxiously awaiting an update over in Wheaton in Chippewa Falls Youth Baseball. The Elks Lodge Timber Rattlers are leading the Wheaton Ironbirds 4-0. Smiski sends one out to center field on a knee, sliding to make the grab is Bryce Butke, and that is out two of the inning. So Smiski is retired to bring up Mason Bussey.
And
Schroeder working pretty quickly here.
Bussey.
So far in the third, McDonald down just by a run, 4-3. Other updates we can tell you about in just a few minutes from Chi High. Swing and a miss, Mason Bussey, strike one. Cardinals baseball leading Eau Claire North on the road at North, 10-0. Bussey will pop one up along the first base line, playable and gloved in foul territory for the out. And McDonald goes down in sequence 1-2-3. We will head to the fourth. Our score remaining, Augusta 4, McDonald 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Baseball here on WOGO. Another update for one of our Chippewa Falls teams, Chi High Lady Cardinals softball, all over Eau Claire Memorial, top of the fourth, 15-0.
Off the top of the
Lady
fourth,
Cards
for the Beavers,
in control there.
Right,
our score here, Augusta, the visitors, leading McDonald 4-3. And Augusta back at the plate after McDonald goes down 1-2-3. First pitch in there for a strike from Carson Galvez. He's facing Riley Mickelson, the freshman. Pitch two misses just by a hair.
Yeah, it must have been. That looked pretty good to me.
And pardon me, that first pitch balled one, so 2-0 the count. Makes it 3-0 as Carson misses inside. Riley Mickelson. A Augusta's done a good job getting the leadoff hitter aboard so far in the first and the second. Strike one. Needed to put one across the plate, and Carson did. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. Inside, ball four. And the leadoff batter is aboard once again for Augusta. Mickelson works the five-pitch walk. Brings up Noah Schroeder.
Yeah, the boys, they just appear to be a little flat out there, and we need a spark, something.
Schroeder, the senior. Reached on an error and scored the first run of the game back in the first. He'll chop one toward Cooper Mittermeier. Gloves, throws to second for one. Long throw to first. Safe. Donald not able to turn two.
I'll take one, but I was like, oh, here we go. This is the spark.
It was close. I was getting ready to throw up our double play graphic.
Owen Lee.
Brings up Owen Lee, so Schroeder reaches on the fielder's choice as Mickelson is retired at second for the first out of the inning. Owen Lee on the day, a ground out, and then a bases-loaded walk to bring in a run. He'll foul one back for strike one. Mason Bussey again started out on the mound for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. And Carson Galvez came in relief. It's a 4-3 ball game. McDonald trailing by a run here in the top of the fourth. Galvez the pitch. Hard shot to Cooper Mittermeier. Backhands it, not able to make the grab. And they're safe at first and second for McDonald. For Augusta, excuse me, is Owen Lee. An infield hit. Schroeder now in scoring position.
Yeah, these guys are putting the bat on the ball, and just every play just seems, not every play. There's a lot of plays out, you know, they're just out of our reach, you know. So they're locating the hitting is going into places we're not so much.
Butkey will send one right to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll throw to first.
There we go.
There's the double play for McDonald as Crawford turns it around for McDonald to double off Augusta and make it a scoreless top of the fourth for the visitors. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score remaining, Augusta 4, McDonald 3. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Baseball on WOGO on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon and evening here on WOGO Sports, Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you. After the off day tomorrow, it'll be Chi High Baseball at home against Eau Claire North. Mark Alverson, Jason Bob on the broadcast.
So, Eli's younger brother, my youngest Colin, and then Nash Winger, his younger brother, they're all in the same class, so they were playing each other last night in baseball, so a bunch of the McDonald baseball players came over and watched the game last night.
I'm sure that makes the younger kids feel good as well.
Yeah, it was really cool to see a bunch of them show up and watch them.
Alan Meinen up to the plate, one of those McDonald seniors. Takes a big cut at pitch one from Schroeder, swing and a miss. Meinen, his first time up. Fly out to right field. due up Cale Holm and Isaac Crawford in the 8 and 9 slots for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. McDonald trailing by a run. Pitch 2 misses. 1 and 1 the count on Minen. 4 to 3, Augusta with the lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Fouled off along the third baseline for strike 2, Alan Minen.
Just not super comfortable in the batter's box tonight. Not sure why.
Minen, the lefty, awaiting the 1-2 pitch. Ticked it back to stay alive.
Nope, he's out. Yep, no, he caught
it.
Get
a piece of it. So, yeah. Caught by the catcher, as he mentioned. So that is out one of the inning for McDonald, as Minen is retired on strikes here in the fourth. Brings up Cale Holm. Holm reached on an error his first time up in the second. Isaac Crawford on deck with one away for McDonald. Cale Holm gets a big piece of the first one. Will send it out to center, but shading back to make the catch. Nice play out there by Bryce Butke, the junior, who's got some good height, and he had to use quite a bit of it to snag that one from Cale.
Yeah, just, you know, well, I mean, and they could say the same thing, but it just, tonight, if we're getting it, we're hitting it right to center field.
Brings up Isaac Crawford. Schroeder trying to work a second consecutive 1-2-3 inning here for Augusta. Crawford will pop one up to shallow right field, and making the grab, backtracking is Riley Mickelson. And again, 1-2-3 ends the inning for McDonald. We are through four complete. Our score remains Augusta 4, the Max 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Baseball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you. Sam and Maddie Aberle are at the WOGO home base in Halley as our audio producers, on-site video producers, camera operators Gavin Bovey and Carter Jagger. McDonald locking horns with Augusta and in a battle here. And to be honest, a little unexpected.
Yeah, it is
unexpected. A lot of credit.
Yep. Their pitcher is doing a really, really good job, and so far their defense is backing them up. So, time to get down to business here.
And McDonald scored 2 in the first, 1 in the second, but blanked the last 2 innings. They've also put up zeros for Augusta on the other side, but that 3-run second, kind of a rough inning for McDonald. So what has given Augusta this 4-3 lead. We are in the fifth. Carson Galvez still out there pitching for McDonald, and he will issue strike 1. Rips one in there for strike 2 against Tyler Lee, the third baseman. Reached on an error back in the first. Galvez induces a pop-up that'll go back behind the backstop. We'll stay at 0-2. And Augusta's done an excellent job of just getting that leadoff hitter aboard in each inning so far. Popped up, perhaps playable. Eli Stepp running over and makes the grab.
Nice.
Just out of our camera range, I think, if I'd been quick enough, would have switched it over as Eli Stepp on the run.
That was a tough ball. Tough ball to catch right there by Eli. but he came down with it. Good job.
Gets his gear back from the umpire. So Lee is retired. On the foul pop-out. Brings up Colton Winsey, the junior. Singled back in the first, reached on an error in the third. And right-handed batter. First pitch misses for a 1-0 count on Winsey. Carson Galvez, the McDonald junior, came in relief of Mason Bussey. Pitch two, chopper towards short. Glove there, throw across the diamond in time. Good routine play there. 6-3 on the putout. Cooper Mittermeier's Ryan Smiski. And two away here in the top of the fifth. Nate Atchison, the sophomore, struck out twice so far this game. In the first and the third.
Yeah, no bobbles that time by Cooper, and nice clean play. So that's the way you like to see it.
First pitch, a little high. Ball one from Carson Galvez. 1-0 pitch. Upstairs again, 2-0. Atchison again has been a strikeout victim twice in this at-bat. Sophomore refusing to chase. Swing and a miss that time to make it 2-1.
Big strike there. Just throw him some strikes. He struck out twice. Let's let him prove he can hit here.
Atchison digs back in. Galvez, the kick and the pitch. Flails at that one, 2-2.
Nice.
Carson Galvez strides back to the hill. Two balls, two strikes. None on, two out here. Top of the fifth. Carson Galvez, the kick and the pitch upstairs. Ball three, works the count full. Full count with two out and none on. 4-3 ball game. Augusta leading McDonald. Carson Galvez, McDonald Jr. comes home with the pitch inside. Missed. Ball four, and a runner is aboard for Augusta. So Nate Atchison reaches base for the first time today. Brings up James Shong, the freshman catcher. Reached on an error in the second. Fly out to center field, and David Anderson in the third.
Shong,
and another young player for Coach Waters and Augusta. Bats from the right. Now the base runner at first. He'll swat the first pitch he sees. Cale Holm gloves, throws all the way across the diamond in time.
Wow.
Gunning it. Cale Holm to end the inning. We head to the bottom of five. Our score remains Augusta 4, McDonald 3. We're back in a minute. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Check out WOGO Sports on YouTube. Subscribe, then you'll never miss live games, game replays, and highlights. McDonald locked in a battle here with Augusta, Western Clarabelle Conference versus Dairyland Conference. Max at 6-5 on the season, Augusta 2-7. And the visitors, the Beavers, with a 4-3 lead over McDonald is... We are to the bottom of the fifth, due up for the Max. They're 1-2 and 3 hitters, David Anderson, Cooper Mittermeier, and Grant Smiske.
Well, this is the time to do some damage right here. I mean,
Schroeder's been sharp. We've mentioned that, the senior pitcher, but you hope again when you're seeing him the third time around that.
Yeah, and you know, and he has been sharp, but I don't think it's anything we haven't seen before. I think we can for sure score some runs. But, I don't know what it is tonight.
It's probably because we said in the pregame that they've been so strong in the order.
I know. They've been so strong, and we're like, maybe we can get some guys in that haven't played much. And, I guess.
As they always say, that's why they play the game. So
yes.
Augusta's come here to play.
They have.
4-3, McDonald down by a run with David Anderson. They're a leadoff batter looking to get aboard here, just like he did in the second inning. Diggs ball one issued by Schroeder. Schroeder approaching 70 pitches on the evening. Ball two misses inside from Noah Schroeder, the senior number four, right-handed pitcher. Check out that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, upper left-hand corner of our Wilco Sports Live video stream, brought to you by Metropolis Resort. Line shot out to left field, and David Anderson is going to cruise into first. And the leadoff batter aboard for McDonald is Anderson. A nice piece of hitting.
Yeah, just a nice, easy little scoop right over third base's head. Lead on's aboard.
Brings up Cooper Mittermeier, who's reached each time up. Single and later scored a run in the first, walked in the second. Anderson takes off. There will be no even attempts to throw him out, as Anderson will cruise into second with the steal. When David takes off, I mean, unless someone tells you that he's going, it's almost better to just concede it.
Yes.
Strike taken by Cooper Mittermeier. 1-1 the count. Molly McDonald, senior shortstop. Now David Anderson taking a big lead at second. Schroeder the kick and the pitch. Mittermeier looking to bunt. He'll send it foul.
Yeah,
the first baseline.
Didn't quite get enough of that one.
1-2 the count. Runner in scoring position. David Anderson at second represents the tying run. Go ahead run. At the plate is Cooper Mittermeier. Schroeder, the senior, with a pitch. It is popped up, playable, just beyond the infield and gloved by the second baseman, Colton Winsey. With where that one was placed, David Anderson has to say put it third. One away from McDonald.
Grant Smiske.
Excuse me, at second is David Anderson.
A lot of pop-ups tonight. Kind of a theme with this pitcher.
Here's up Grant Smiske. Struck out looking his last time up. Takes strike one. Grant had that three-bagger in the first that scored a run. Runs have been at a premium tonight for McDonald. A lot of times the bats have gotten hot late for the Max, though. We'll see if that's the case. Low and in the dirt gets away, and David Anderson thought about heading toward third, but he will stay put at second. 1-1. Runner at second, one away here, bottom of the fifth at beautiful sun-soaked Casper Park. Grant Smiske, the McDonald senior, drives one along the third baseline, foul. 1-2. Noah Schroeder, the senior, has gone the distance at 74 pitches for Augusta. 1-2 count on Grant Smiske. Sails one in high, and Smiske says no thanks. 2-2, runner at second.
Nothing else. You'd like to make him throw a few more pitches than he has been per inning. Make him work a little bit.
The 2-2. Smiske will chop it along the third baseline, foul, and we'll do it again at 2-2. McDonald and Augusta, one-run ball game. The Beavers with the lead over the Max. David Anderson, leadoff batter, got aboard here and stole second. That's where he stands right now with one away after Cooper Mittermeier had the pop-up moments ago. Grant Smiske, a 2-2 count. Donald Sr. trying to drive in his second run of the day. He will send one out toward right field. This one is carrying well. It is way back to the wall. One is in. Smiske rounding second. He's not content with two. He is headed into third for his second stand-up triple of the day. How about Grant? And our game is tied.
Yeah, he got a hold of that one. I mean, and he had some air on it too, but able to get it out there and over the right fielder's head. And yeah, just nice spot to put a baseball for a triple.
4-4. That right fielder has to be getting sick of chasing after hits from Grant. Eli Stepp now at the plate with Smiske at third after David Anderson scored. Ball one inside. Stepp had a sac fly to score a run back in the first. Popped out to the shortstop in shallow left field his last time up. Takes ball two. So McDonald had been blank the last two innings. They've scored one so far here in the fifth. Golden opportunity with one away and a runner at third. 2-0 count on the junior Eli Stepp. Takes one inside, 3-0.
Yeah, he hasn't. This pitcher has not been in a 3-0 count often, or maybe even the whole game. So,
83 pitches issued so far by Schroeder. The 3-0 inside, 4-pitch walk. I apologize to those on the video stream, as yours truly was not paying attention to the balls and strikes there. So listen to what I'm saying, not what I'm not the buttons I'm pressing apparently.
Junior first baseman number 15, Ryan Smith.
All right, Ray. Let's get one here.
Eli Stepp at first. Runners at the corners for McDonald. Stepp at first. Smiske at third. And we'll have an infield conference. And Coach Dan Waters coming out there. We'll see if they're going to make a change, as Schroeder again has thrown 84 pitches. Four runs given up to McDonald. Overall, he's been pretty sharp, done what he needed to do.
Absolutely. He's had pitched one heck of a game. So, and I don't know if they're coming in to I think he's just coming in to maybe
I don't know if
ask
he's gonna
him
home
how
him.
Yeah, yeah, I think kind of maybe just ask him how he's feeling, see if he wants to continue or not, maybe just kind of leaving it up to him.
Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every single day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire. That's Bargain City Superstore. Look at our WOGO sports calendar. Thursday evening, right here at Casper, Mark Halverson, Jason Bob on the call. As Chi High Baseball will take on Eau Claire North. At last check, Chi High was leading North in Eau Claire 11-0. Chi High Lady Cardinal softball all over Memorial 15-0 at last count. Ryan Smiske steps in there. Schroeder with runners at first and third and one away. Eli Stepp takes off. Just a little bit of a lazy toss back to the pitcher as they'll concede second to Eli Stepp. And now two in scoring position for Ryan Smiske if he can get a nice knock. The junior will send one out to left field, and that should score one, if not two. Eli Stepp is going to put the brakes on at third, but Grant Smiske cruises in to make it 5-4, and McDonald retakes the lead on the RBI single from Ryan Smiske. A nice piece of hitting by Ryan.
It is, and you know, it's after not getting going down on strikes, it's just so good for the psyche to get that hit, you know.
So Mason Bussey comes up with that big, bright orange, fluorescent orange bat. Scoops some dirt out of the way with the right foot and stands in. Runners at first and third with one away. Schroeder the pitch. Swinging at that first pitch is Mason Bussey, gloved by the shortstop. Throw to first and just in time, but a run will come in. It's 6-4. McDonald as Eli Stepp cruises in to score. And Mason, are they saying Mason beat that out?
Well, he was the tag, and he must have missed him with that tag. It's looking like so.
How about Bussey cruising along that first base line, and now Smiski at second, Bussey at first, and Mason Bussey drives in a run. It's 6-4, brings up Alan Minen. Alan takes one in the dirt, and runner will advance to third as it gets away from the catcher. Mason Bussey says, "Yeah, I'm going to stay put here at first. Give me a little bit more reason to run." Yeah. But now Alan Minen at third, and still just one out for McDonald as they lead 6-4. The pitch, and now Mason Bussey's going to steal second.
Well,
standing
I guess
up.
The gloves are off if they're sending Mason, and it was this. Yeah, it wasn't even. They didn't even play it.
McDonald looking for one of those explosive max innings. Offensively, Minen takes the ball inside. Two and one the count. And Alan Minen. Minen will chop one toward third. Gloved there, throw to first, and coming off the bag, I'm not sure if he made the play or not. A run comes in for McDonald, and Minen is safe at first. Also, Bussey advances to third as Smiski scores, and it's 7-4 McDonald. Another infield hit.
Gusta having an inning more reminiscent of our second inning here.
Yeah, kind of the shoe on the other foot here. Scale Holm now comes to the plate with runners at first and third, and again, just one out. Runner takes off and conceding second, the Beavers.
Yeah, too many times that we stole, and they didn't even bother to throw down, and they kind of just, now it's just kind of running at will.
Cale takes ball one, 1-1 the count. Runners at second and third for Cale Holm. McDonald Jr. Holm sends one out to shallow right center field, and it drops in front of a diving right fielder, and that is going to score one and two coming in as Cale Holm, a stand-up double, and it is 9-4 McDonald, a two RBI rip for Cale.
Wow. Yeah, that was, I'm glad that ball dropped, but boy, if that kid could have made a play on that ball, that would have been something, because
he laid out and I think that was Butke, actually, the center fielder going out for that one.
That would have been pretty, but fortunately for us, it dropped and more runs scored.
So Cale Holm stands at second on the two bagger, bringing up Isaac Crawford. Is McDonald about to bat around here? Still just one out. Crawford, a big shot high in the air, and three Augusta Beavers collaborating on that one to make the play. Coming over was the shortstop, Owen Lee, and that is finally the second out of the inning for McDonald. As Crawford pops out, and it'll bring up David Anderson for the second time.
17, David Anderson.
Yeah, David's starting to sell with a single last time. Let's see who's... He's been hitting well enough, I'm sure.
Still a runner in scoring position. 9-4 McDonald. Schroeder takes a look back at second. David Anderson swings at the first pitch. It's grounded towards short. Long throw to first. Anderson beats it out.
Jeez.
First and third with two away for McDonald. David Anderson, I think you have to score that as another infield hit for Anderson,
as
he just flew. You mentioned that maybe the best adjective.
Yeah, and you know, and it was fielded clean and a good throw. Just it's that speed.
He gets out of the batter's box so quickly. Cooper Mittermeier, the senior, looking for his second hit of the day. Anderson will take second with ease. Two in scoring position with two away. Ball one to Cooper Mittermeier. And a knock here again could put McDonald in a double-digit run territory. Schroeder, the kick and the pitch high. It gets away from the catcher, and that should score one for McDonald. Cale Holm cruises in to make it 10-4. Runner advances to third, and McDonald leads by six as they have played at seven already this inning. And a 2-0 count on Cooper Mittermeier. Ten to four, our score. Bottom of the fifth. Short of the pitch again, high and upstairs, and making his catcher
James Schong reach up high for it to kind of knock it down. Another one gets away for a four-pitch walk. Runners at first and third.
Yeah, looks like they're going to let him finish this inning anyway.
Number one.
Or Grant attempt to.
Spinsky.
Thank you to whoever noticed that I've been giving all of McDonald's runs to Augusta.
Somebody's sitting at home.
So it's
wait
just not really
minute.
My night. It's not really my night. It is 10 to 4 McDonald. Again, Cooper Mittermeier advancing to second on the walk. We'll get it dialed in here. Right now, David Anderson is at
really?
Third. And well, they're intentionally walking Grant Smiski to load the bases.
Well, as a parent, that's not any fun.
Looking for another one of those stand-up triples.
Yeah. I don't come here to see one. No, it's... All right.
At bat number two, Eli.
So McDonald's scored seven so far. Eli Stepp comes to the plate for the second time this inning. So McDonald's sending their 13th batter up here in the fifth. 10-4 the score. Bases loaded. Smiski again, the intentional walk. Cooper Mittermeier worked a walk, so he is at second. David Anderson at third. Mittermeier at second. Grant Smiski stands at first. We'll have another infield conference. Nate Stepp. We'll give credit to Nate Stepp for noticing that I was giving all the wrong runs to Augusta. They've scored four. We have 10. An infield conference. Well, hey, check out that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam. Upper left-hand corner, catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Sam and Maddie Aberley, our audio producers at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Carter Jagger, Gavin Bovey, on-site camera operators, video producers, as we are in the bottom of the fifth. It was a long top of the second for McDonald defensively. Now they've turned the tables on Augusta, and it's been a long, long bottom of the fifth for the Beavers. Tyler Lee coming into pitch, moving from third. The junior, he'll get warmed up.
Yeah, just some good hitting by McDonald there. And I don't know if he lost some speed on his pitch or what, but seeing him for the third time too, but really able to tee off on him and put some runs across. So what did Eli do his last at bat?
Let's check here. So Eli Stepp had a sack fly to score a run in the first. Pop out to shortstop in the third, and then worked a walk and scored a run earlier this inning.
Okay.
And now he's up to bat again with the bases loaded,
yep,
facing a new pitcher. Other scores we can update you about. Chi High softball getting the win 15-0 over Eau Claire Memorial. Also, Chi High baseball leading in the bottom of the fifth over Eau Claire North on the road in Eau Claire, 15-0. And for those wondering about Chippewa Falls youth baseball, the Timber Rattlers over at Wheaton are leading 8-0, and hopefully that score will hold, so I will have a very happy 10-year-old when I make it home tonight.
Good. Yeah, you know, we went from Grant's game where they run-ruled them last night to a game, I think the final score, I don't know what it was, 20-11 or something like that, but when you get a score that high in majors baseball, it means it was a lot of walks and a lot of pass balls to advance the runners on base and then eventually home. That was predominantly the scoring.
Well, I'm seeing that, again, my son Cooper, will give him a shout-out. He has worked two walks and driven in two runs doing so. So probably a lot of bases-loaded walks. Yes. Good eye, buddy. Good eye.
Yep, exactly.
Again, Tyler Lee getting loose here for the Augusta Beavers. They have, again, had the wheels come off a little bit here in the fifth, but really a strongly played game by Augusta. We wish them all the best the rest of their conference slate and into the tournament. Of course, former athletic director at McDonald, Archie Sherbineau, good to see him before this game on a beautiful night at Casper. Archie over there is AD at Augusta.
Yeah, I heard that. I forgot about that. So I was like, boy, that guy looks really familiar.
Long-time head basketball coach for McDonald. Of course, state title winning basketball coach. Eli Stepp now ready to rock and roll for McDonald with the bases loaded and two away facing Tyler Lee. Pitch one misses. 10-4 McDonald. They have scored seven here in the bottom of the fifth. Lee comes home with the pitch upstairs again. Ball two. Runners at first, second, and third. David Anderson singled. He's now at third. Cooper Mittermeier walked. He's at second. Grant Smiski was intentionally walked. Eli Stepp takes ball three. A 3-0 hitter's count for Eli Stepp, but you'd think they're probably going to put the red light on this one. With the bases loaded, nowhere to put him, and say, let's see if this pitcher can put one over the plates. And he will. Good pitch there from Tyler Lee to make it 3-1.
It's just got to be such a tough spot. Come in with the
two outs, 3-1 pitch. Eli pops one up foul territory deep along the third base line, and it is dropped out there. Three Beavers running over for it and not able to make the grab. I think there's a cap left on the field as well. Nice effort over there by the McDonald dugout. Good effort by our camera crew as well to get the shot. Count has worked full now for Eli Stepp. Three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded. The payoff pitch is low, and Eli Stepp gets an RBI as he works the walk to send in Anderson for the eighth run of the inning. It is 11-4, McDonald. And that'll bring up, I believe we'll have a change here. I think Nash Winger may be coming in. Number 14, batting in place of Ryan Smiski. Cooper Mittermeier has advanced to third. Grant Smiski to second.
I don't know how many at-bats this. I don't know if this is Nash's second or third at-bat of the season, but I do recall him hitting a nice one right up the middle on our first game of the year against Stanley. So
Winger at the plate takes one inside from Tyler Lee. Good spot to, if you don't get as many AB, is a good time to make one count here. With the bases loaded, swing and a miss for Winger, 1-1. Bases loaded with Max. They lead 11-4 here in the bottom of the fifth, trying to turn this game around. Winger takes one upstairs, ball two. It's a 4-3 game as we began this inning, feeling probably like an eternity on the Augusta defensive side. Lee the pitch, fouled back, 2-2. Two away for McDonald. Bases loaded.
He's kind of got this swing that if he could get a hold of it, I think it would drop for a single.
Winger is the 14th batter for McDonald here in the bottom of the fifth. Lee the kick and the pitch. Swatted toward third. Glove the throw to first. Coming off the bag. It's loose out by the dugout. And the Max are going to bring in two more to make it 13-4 with runners at the corners. So Cooper Mittermeier and Grant Smiski came in to score, and now the 15th batter coming up to the plate as Eli Stepp advances to third. Nash Winger reaches on the error. And I think we'll have Ryder Sullivan coming in for Mason Bussey.
Number 13, Ryder Sullivan.
So Ryder going to get an opportunity here. Base is not loaded anymore, but as runners at the corners. Ryder in that sixth slot for Coach Tim Riemenschneider in a 13-4 ball game. Tyler Lee finds the mark, strike one.
Now it's time to swing.
Ziggy the pitch in the dirt. Ball two. Ball one, excuse me. 1-1. Two away. And we mentioned every broadcast the importance of two-out hitting, and McDonald's done that, but also worked a lot of walks. Upstairs, runner takes second. 2-1. So two in scoring position for Ryder here. Popped one sky high into the air and playable by the catcher, and he will not be able to make the play as James Shong maybe lost it in the sun a little bit here at Casper.
All right, you get another chance. Another chance, Ryder.
So Nash Winger at second. Eli Stepp stands at third. Two away, two balls, two strikes on Nash Winger for McDonald. 13-4 lead for the Max here in the bottom of the fifth. Winger, the right-handed batter, waits the pitch from Lee, takes one outside. Count has worked full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on for McDonald. They have scored 10 runs this inning. Winger gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out to shallow right center field, and it is gathered in there to end the inning mercifully on the Augusta side of things, as it was a long one for McDonald. We head to the sixth. Our new score, the Max 13, the Beavers 4. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
During the sixth, McDonald Baseball, Gannon Family Baseball Field, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. McDonald, a 10-run bottom of the fifth. They trailed by a run going into the frame. They now lead 13-4. Eli Stepp still behind the dish, and we'll have an updated pitcher.
Yeah, it looks like David Anderson on the mound. And I'm thinking we changed the outfield up a little bit. Looks like Grant's going to play second base this inning. Maybe. I'm not sure. I guess I'll just be sitting here guessing.
Should have brought my binoculars. Isaac Crawford. Okay. At shorts, and Cooper Mittermeier at center. We're hearing from Mr. Mittermeier.
Looks like Ryder's back in right field. And
so Ryder Sullivan takes Grant Smisky's spot in right field. As McDonald gets warmed up here, now protecting a 9-run lead. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org.
They're definitely giving David plenty of time to warm up here. He came in and pitched the end of that Regis game, I guess, and did a real good job. So
I think actually the first time that I remember seeing David pitch was against Augusta in that rainy cold game that we had on the road in Augusta. And in that game, I remember you telling me that David
I don't think had pitched
since
grade school, maybe?
Yeah, yep. I kind of forgot about that. I remember Carson, I think, started that game. But, that was the debut of David Anderson, the pitcher.
Well, Aiden Barnett, the sophomore, reached on a walk in the second, and then a flyout to David Anderson in the third. Will be leading off here in the top of the sixth for the Augusta Beavers. And Augusta led 4-3 heading into that bottom of the fifth. McDonald played at 10. They lead 13-4. David Anderson now on the bump for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. McDonald trying to keep this winning streak going. Anderson, the McDonald senior, right-hander, first salvo, swing and a miss. Got Barnett to chase it. Anderson, the kick and the pitch, inside, ball one.
Nice pitch.
Absolutely gorgeous night for baseball here at Casper. Started out in the low 80s at first pitch, just after 5. Swing and a miss. Anderson blew that one by Barnett, the sophomore, 1-2. Barnett, the DH, number 32, batting in that 8 slot for head coach Waters of Augusta. Pitch low and in the dirt, scooped up there by Eli Stepp. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, opening batter of the sixth for Augusta. David Anderson, the McDonald senior, is taking over on the mound. Missed to work the count full, 3-2. Next time we'll have McDonald baseball on the air a week from Friday. Check out our full sports calendar at WOGO.com. Payoff pitch from Anderson, framed and nice. Struck him out looking. Eli Stepp doing a nice job behind the dish and a good pitch from David Anderson. First strikeout for Anderson. First out of the sixth for McDonald brings up Riley Mickelson, the freshman right fielder, number 34.
Yeah, good pitches right there by David. And I like it when the umpire kind of rings him up like that, you know. Puts
drama.
A little more emphasis on it, you know. I like that.
We'll have a new batter. We'll get you updated on that in just a moment. Strike one called. This is number 6, Jeremiah Garrick, sophomore. See if I can get a better pronunciation of that, as I may have butchered it. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Chase one upstairs. The sophomore, his first plate appearance. Oh, and 2 count for David Anderson. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, 2 punch outs in a row for David Anderson for the first 2 outs in the 6th.
I do like watching David pitch. It's really nice to have a guy like him that can come in and throw with a little bit of gas and throw strikes.
I know doing games over for Chi High, athletic director Mike Thompson, one of his phrases I've heard the last few years a few times is, Jackson LeMay, good at sports. That's what I want to say about David Anderson.
Yeah.
When I see him play anything,
yep.
David Anderson is good at sports. Strike one issued to the leadoff batter, Noah Schroeder, the senior pitcher number 4, relieved in that 5th of his pitching duties, but nearly went the distance for Augusta. Pitched well. Big cut at pitch 2 from David Anderson. Missed it. Makes it 0-2 as Anderson's working pretty quickly here. David Anderson, the senior, looks home. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Striking out the side. David Anderson. We head to the bottom of the 6th as they go down in sequence, fanning 1-2-3 to David Anderson. Our score remains McDonald 13, Augusta 4. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Update from the other side of Casper Park is the McDonald Lady Macs win 1-0 over Augusta. Getting the job done. Macs boys trying to echo that here on the other side of Casper. Gannon Family Baseball Field, Caleb Swenson, along with Seth Smiski here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, on-site camera operators, video producers Gavin Bovey and Carter Jager. Sam Aberley, Maddie Aberley doing great work back at the WOGO home base in Hallie as our audio producers. It is 13-4 McDonald here in the bottom of the sixth. Opportunity, of course, to try to end this game early. Starts off with trying to get the leadoff batter aboard. Four straight scoreless innings put up by McDonald pitching after allowing one in the first and three in the second. Max scored two in the first offensively, one in the second. Nothing in the third or fourth, but then broke it loose for 10 in the fifth. Bottom of the sixth,
Landon Burrier.
Landon Burrier comes into the game in place of Alan Minen. Batting in that eight slot. Right-handed batter. Pitch from Lee. Misses outside. Good eye there by Burrier. Lee 1-0 pitch upstairs. Ball two. Plan to talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider on our McDonald postgame show.
Oh, Burrier, that was
a called strike.
You got to swing. Got to swing the ball. Bad.
2-1 now the count on Landon Burrier. Takes another called strike inside. Looking for his pitch here. Two balls, two strikes on Burrier, the right-handed hitter. Takes one outside to work the count full. See if Burrier can get the lead off aboard here.
There you go.
Takes one inside, framed by the catcher, but the umpire says no, sir.
Yeah.
Working the full count on the walk is Burrier, the McDonald senior. So he works the walk here to lead off the sixth. And that brings up
number 11, Daniel Fritz.
Daniel Fritz. Let's go, Daniel. Fritz is also a senior. And Burrier dives headfirst back into first. You can hear the McDonald dugout getting a little noisier here, cheering on some of their teammates that always, sure, push them in practice, but may not get as much game action.
Oh.
Taking one right between the shoulder blades is Fritz. He's a tough kid. He can shrug that one off.
Yeah.
It'll be first and second for McDonald.
Yeah, Danny played some baseball when he was younger, and then he didn't play, I don't think, it at all in high school. And then he was like, you know what, I'm going to go out my senior year and, you know, hang out and be part of the team.
Jonathan Petrovic, a miss on the first pitch. Runners at first and second for McDonald. Petrovic, number 18. Swinging a miss at pitch two. Ground the count 0-2. Still no one out for McDonough. Runners at first and second. Petronovich, another one of the senior class for McDonough. Graduating in a couple weeks here. Petronovich swinging a miss. Just the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up number 19.
Number 19, Nestor Aguirre.
I'm just going to let Kurt introduce Nestor.
Nestor.
Nestor swinging a miss.
Nestor is a foreign exchange student, I believe.
Another senior. Again, where's number 19 for McDonald? Runners at first and second for McDonald, leading 13-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. Throw to second, not in time. One away. 0-1 count here on Nestor. Batting from the right. Makes a big cut, swing and a miss, but it gets away from the catcher, and the runners will advance to second and third. You can hear the...
They're having
encouragement.
Fun. Yep, they're having fun now.
Nestor back at the plate. Runners at second and third. Swing and a miss. And Nestor will go down on strike second out of the inning. But still at second and third.
At bat number 7, Cooper Mittermeier.
Brings up Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, a chance to end it here for McDonald. Two away. A fine grass. And this game may just end in the sixth. Mittermeier takes one low and in the dirt. Cooper has worked two walks on the day. Had a single and scored a run back in the first. Tyler Lee the pitch. Mittermeier takes one inside. Ball two. ...13-4 McDonald leading Augusta bottom of the sixth. Here on WOGO Sports... The pitch, one hops to the catcher, ball three. Hitters count here for Cooper Mittermeier. First base is open. The pitch called strike one with a 3-0 count. Lee needed that one, made the pitch when he needed to. Still 3-1 hitters count for Cooper Mittermeier with runners at second and third. Mittermeier takes one low and in the dirt. He will work his third walk of the day. Two away, and runners load the bases for McDonald. Brings up Grant Smiske, who was intentionally walked last time, and this time, can't do that.
Can't do that.
Smiske, the McDonald senior. Two outs, bases loaded. Leading by 9, 13-4. Smiske swats the first one to short. Glove throw to second, and it goes over the second baseman's head, and McDonald will end the game. They win it 14-4. Grant Smiske ends it for McDonald as they've kept that winning streak alive. Your final score in six innings, the McDonald Max 14, the Augusta Beavers 4. We'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider coming up, but again, McDonald getting the job done here, Seth, and it was a game that may have been a little bit in doubt from time to time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they sure made it interesting, you know, for what was it, 4 or 5 innings. But
until that bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, fifth. And, yep. Yeah, and, you know, they made it interesting, but that it just kind of shows that they can just come alive at any time, and those bats can heat up, and they can score a lot of runs in a hurry, and they've done that a few times this year already. So, and then, you know, able to get a few of the other guys some at-bats, so that was...
I guess they have to make us sweat even a little bit more than we're already doing on an 80-plus degree day.
Yep. But, you know, and then in high school pitchers, I mean, probably most of them, you know, you get 4 pretty solid innings, and, you know, that pitch count starts getting up in the 80s and you're still pitching, anything can happen. And, you know, he pitched the pitcher for Augusta did a really good job through four innings today. And then, you know, just one inning too many for him.
Well, McDonald gets the job done again after going down 4-3. Actually, they were down 4-2. They score the final 12 runs of the game to get the victory, and they will move to 7-5 on the season. Augusta falls to 2-8. But I think both teams could say, hey, we got better today. Augusta could say, hey, we battled with a strong team in McDonald, and as they go back to their conference play, I think they can feel better about where they're at. And McDonald saying, hey, we can keep that winning streak alive and try and keep it going this week after things didn't really go their way last week so much. Keeping that streak alive. Again, when you beat Regis, that was a strong finish to that game, 12-4. Again, an 11-1 run rule victory last night, and now another run rule victory, 14-4. It may have taken a little bit longer to get revved up today, but still the same result.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been watching, you know, Grant's been on varsity for 4 years, so I've been watching a lot of baseball here, and I don't recall them run ruling as many teams as we have this year, you know, and that just speaks to our ability to score runs. So it's really nice to see.
Yeah, 3-0 their last three games. That winning streak stands at 3 again, defeating Regis, then the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans last night, and now Augusta. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll have your highlights, a recap, a look at it, our WOGO Sports calendar, and a conversation with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. Here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, we're back in 2.5 minutes post-game on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald postgame here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO
Augusta.com. 14-4, McDonald Run Rules their opponents, the Augusta Beavers, in non-conference action here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider. We'll get you the highlights as well. But again, looking at what McDonald's done, winning three in a row here after, again, we keep coming back to the fact that it was a tough week last week where you probably played well enough to win, including those two games against Bloomer, but lost by a couple runs, and sometimes that's just baseball, and this was one where it was a little bit more of a scuffle. Augusta came ready to play. The bats were quiet for a bit longer than normal for McDonald, but when they needed things to break loose, they did, and again, kind of that avalanche of offense that we've seen so many times from McDonald, yeah, where just one big inning to blow a game open.
Yeah, that's, you know, they've done it. They did it up in Cumberland, and it's really great to see, and it's really fun to watch, and you know, probably a bit of a, you know, more of a game than we thought it was going to be for the first four innings, and give a lot of credit to their starting pitcher,
but
third time through the lineup, we were ready for him, and it showed, and then it becomes fun to watch when we're hitting the ball like that.
And again, your prediction before the game of maybe getting some guys who don't normally see as much action into the game came true at the end, and it took a little bit, but great to see again some of those seniors that, again, practice, work hard, but don't necessarily get into the games all the time, to see them out there playing, and I'm sure it was a lot of fun for them and the fans.
Yeah, it is. It is really cool when you are at a point in a game when you can bring those guys in and let them try to get a hit, you know, and that's kind of what it's all about. It's just, you know, getting a chance there and seeing what you can do. And so, yeah, I would say ultimately it took a little bit longer than we thought, but they did achieve their goal there.
Look ahead, again, as Coach Riemenschneider mentioned, busy week for McDonald, five games. They've won the first two games this week, five games in a week, I should say. But next up, so they'll be off till Friday, but then playing Flambeau, and then busy Saturday as Cochran Fountain City in the morning, and then Elmwood Plum City mid-afternoon. I think kind of a split doubleheader there. And so late game, Flambeau 7 o'clock, and then getting right on the bus. I believe I heard 7:15 is the call for the bus
gotcha.
Going to Cochran Fountain City. And so, again, busy week, but they've started off well, and you hope by testing yourself with some quality non-conference competition, you get ready for, again, not only a stretch run of your conference play, but before we know it, it'll be tournament time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and, you know, it was huge last night. Kale was the only pitcher we used in the game.
Yeah.
And tonight we were able to get it done with Mason and Carson, so we save, you know, Eli for one of these games coming up, and then we'll be able to use Kale again. So,
and David Anderson did a nice job again. We'll hear the highlights, but striking out the side when he came in for an inning. You still got Isaac Crawford out there to pitch when needed as well too.
And Alan Minen, if he comes in, you know,
Alan as well.
We'll see what he can do again, I'm sure, before the week is through. So. Yeah, but yeah, it's. I think we're in a good spot with her pitching right now.
Absolutely, and again, the hitting when it comes, it really comes for McDonald. We'll take a 2.5-minute break and be back here on WOGO Sports with the highlights. We'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider when he is available as well. McDonald wins it in six in run rule fashion, 14-4, here at home at Casper Park against Augusta. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Post-game show here on WOGO. McDonald wins it 14-4 over the visiting Augusta Beavers. It's highlight time here on WOGO Sports. Let's hear how it sounded on WOGO. 2-1 pitch to Grant Smisky, and he's going to send one out to right field. And it will drop, and Smisky rounding first, heading for second. Cooper Mittermeier is going to sail in to score, standing up and all the way to third. Grant Smisky, a stand-up triple, and McDonald has tied this game at one.
Yeah, that was just a great place ball. I mean, they're shading the right fielder to the center quite a bit, and kind of out no man's land right there, and it probably came close to hitting the fence, rolling, not...
Person at the plate.
Yeah, with the speed count. Speed Isaac's got there on second. I think a hit, it'll score him.
Two away. McDonald trailing by four. Hot shot right past the pitcher. It's gloved at second. Safe at first. And in to make it 4-3. Cale Holm. Now runners still at the corners. Two away. As again, the speed on the base pass for McDonald beats out the throw.
The shortstop. Number seven.
Grant Smisky, a 2-2 count. McDonald Sr. trying to drive in his second run of the day. He will send one out toward right field. This one is carrying well. It is way back to the wall. One is in. Smisky rounding second. He's not content with two. He is headed into third for his second stand-up triple of the day. How about Grant? And our game is tied. In scoring position for Ryan Smisky if he can get a nice knock. The junior will send one out to left field, and that should score one, if not two. Eli Stepp is going to put the brakes on at third, but Grant Smisky cruises in to make it 5-4, and McDonald retakes the lead on the RBI single from Ryan Smisky. Cale Holm, the McDonald junior. Holm sends one out to shallow right center field, and it drops in front of a diving right fielder, and that is going to score one and two coming in as Cale Holm, a stand-up double, and it is 9-4. McDonald, a 2-RBI rip for Cale.
Wow. Yeah, that was, I'm glad that ball dropped, but boy, if that kid could have made a play on that ball, that would have been something. Because
he laid out,
and
I think that the sophomore, his first plate appearance. Oh, and two count for David Anderson. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two punch outs in a row for David Anderson for the first two outs in the sixth. Makes it 0-2 as Anderson's working pretty quickly here. David Anderson, the senior, looks home. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, striking out the side. David Anderson We head to the bottom of the sixth as they go down in sequence, fanning 1-2-3 to David Anderson. Our score remains McDonald 13, Augusta 4. Smisky the McDonald senior. Two outs, bases loaded. Leading by 9, 13-4. Smisky swats the first one to short. Glove throw to second, and it goes over the second baseman's head, and McDonald will end the game. They win it 14-4. Grant Smisky ends it for McDonald as they've kept that winning streak alive. And three in a row for McDonald as they win it 14-4, the final here over Augusta from Casper Park. Final thoughts, and we'll see if we can still catch up with head coach Tim Riemenschneider, who I think is taking care of the field here. But yes. McDonald, an impressive performance here. Got started a little bit late, but better late than never. And again, pretty strong pitching. Mason Bussey hadn't pitched, I think, yet this year, and got a strikeout in there and kind of worked his way through the early portion of the game. But then Carson Galvez really came in and ate up some innings for McDonald. David Anderson came in well. Again, you heard that in our highlights, shutting hitters down 1-2-3 there in the sixth to really shut the door on this one. So, again, kind of the depth of the pitching rotation for McDonald. You talk sometimes about the depth of your batting order, but maybe the depth of your pitching rotation is you get guys that maybe aren't at the top of the heap for your pitching options, but go out and get the job done today.
Yeah, I think, you know, Carson came in, if you think about it, he did a really good job because the first two or three runs that scored were on base before he came in.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he actually allowed any.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of stop and think about it. I'm like, you know, Carson actually had a really solid game tonight. Yeah. So really, really good to see.
And again, McDonald moves on, playing three more games yet this week. They'll play Friday night and then two on Saturday. Look at our WOGO sports calendar. As we mentioned, winners all around for our Chi-High McDonald teams. The dominant wins for Chi-High Lady Cardinal softball and Chi-High baseball. Also, Lady Max winning, we heard 1-0 on the other side of Casper Park. And then, of course, McDonald winning here 14-4. So that's always good when you can go 4-0 on the night for our Chi-High and McDonald baseball and softball squads. Next game up here on WOGO, we will be right back here, Casper Park. Mark Halverson, Jason Bob on the call, and that'll be Thursday afternoon again right here on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com Chi High, and a rematch with North. The Huskies coming here to Casper. Next time out for McDonald Athletics will be Friday night on the road at Stanley Boyd. The Lady Max trying to avenge an earlier one-run loss to the Stanley Boyd Orioles, a young, talented Division III team, and so McDonald will be on the road at Stanley. We'll have that game for you, myself and Chris Malik. And then Saturday, too, for Chi-High Lady Cardinals softball, their tournament, they'll have Toma and Watertown coming to town here in Chippewa Falls. Next time, we'll see these McDonald Max boys getting closer and closer toward the end of the season. Mm-hmm. A week from Friday, be the 16th, Mark Halverson joining you on the call. And you know, we're hoping that at that point, the winning streak has kept going. A lot of games between now and then. But hopefully the boys keep rolling. And again, you don't want to look beyond conference play. But when you look at the tournament, you're just saying, hey, hopefully they're battle-tested from all the talent they play in the Western Clover Belt, the conference and non-conference action they play, and then you hope you're ready come tournament time to hopefully make some noise.
Yeah, I think the games that we've played, how we've come from behind and how we've, you know, we've done it all different ways this season, so that's really good to see. We're not just going out there and just blowing everybody out of the water, you know. I mean, we've had to do it every way on our wins here, you know. Sometimes we've just played a good, clean game. Sometimes we've had to come from behind.
Yeah.
Sometimes our pitching is solid and our defense isn't great or our batting is what carries us through, you know. So we've done it a bunch of different ways, and I think that will help prepare us for
that's what you need in the tournament because you never know. You know, again, facing unfamiliar opponents usually, and so you might be facing a shutdown pitcher, you might be facing an incredible offense, but whatever it is, if you can find ways to, again, stay strong and, on the heel, manufacture runs when needed, and hopefully keep some of these offensive explosions going as well, I have plenty of high hopes for this McDonald team. Again, they played a lot of baseball and a lot of baseball together, so looking forward to seeing what Skipper Tim Riemenschneider and these boys can do the rest of the way.
Yeah, yep. It's been a lot of fun to watch so far, and Let's keep it going the rest of the week.
Well, thank you, Seth Smisky. And again, I think Coach Tim is still cleaning things up, so we won't chat with him, but we'll look forward to talking with him pregame before that game on the 16th. Thank you so much to Maddie Aberle and Sam Aberle, our audio producers back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Also, Gavin Bovey and Carter Jagger, our video producers, camera operators, and tech support troubleshooters here on site at Casper Park. From Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper, I'm Caleb Swenson for Seth Smisky saying so long. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 14, the Augusta Beavers 4. This has been McDonald Max Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.